name we can.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Can I say stupid? All right, thank you. Well, it's good to be here. Amen. Me and my little wife, we went to our first camp meeting in 1982 in October. Went to White Plains, North Carolina. Brother Alan Ryman said, come on, we're going to camp meeting. I said, what is that? No idea. Me and Dee took a tent. And Brother Gary can tell you, we were the laughing stock of the camp. We didn't know it. But we set our tent up about close to that door right there from the tabernacle. And there was people made fun of us, but Brother Jack Wood said, leave those hippies alone. They'll be all right. But me and Dee, I was a rascal. And I went to that camp meeting, and we started hearing preaching. And, you know, I understand preaching standards and all that. But they were talking about, you know, I never held my wife's hand to let the altar, you know, and they was preaching that. And I looked at Dee, and I said, what are we doing here? In the world are we doing here? And I looked at her, and I said, this is way beyond us. And this preacher that just preached, I don't know him, but Brother Jack Wood got up and preached and talked about being a heroin addict and all that, and how we could serve God.
Amen. Yeah.
And I looked at Dee and I said, we can do that.
Yeah.
Amen. So in the midst of a camp meeting like this, you always have to have some of us guys around.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. God rescued us.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And I appreciate you fellas that raised in church. I thank God for you. I wish I had that testimony.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, God can use anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, look around in here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. So take your Bible, turn to Psalm 68. And I'll use this to shout and holler a little bit. Amen. One verse, then we'll throw a fit. Is that all right? Bible said in Psalm 68 and verse 19. I'll wait till you get there. Isn't it aggravating for a preacher to tell you to turn there and he starts reading before you get there? Does that aggravate anybody else? Thank you, brother. Thank you for that testimonial. Amen. Amen. Psalm 68, verse 19, it says, blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits.
Yes.
Even the God of our salvation, Selah.
Yes.
Now, I got saved under a great Bible teacher, and he said that word Selah means, think about it, stupid.
Yes.
So, Brother Cobb, is he still here? Good. I'm just teasing. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for saving us. Thank you, God, for the preaching we've already heard tonight and this week. And God, for us, Lord, to be able to serve you and God, to be under these great benefits that you give is overwhelming. And Lord, thank you. I love you tonight. Thank you for allowing me to be here. God, help us speak to our hearts, and we'll thank you for what you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, I don't know how y'all was raised. I was raised by a dad that was pretty rough around the edges. And we're living in a time now where we miss that rough around the edges. And my dad, there was five of us boys raised in our family, and my dad would get us, I mean, at a young age. And my dad would say, you going to work for a living, right, boy? You know, and he'd scare us. We'd look and say, yeah, Dad. If you ain't going to work, I'll just kill you now.
Yeah.
I'll just stomp your guts out right here. We want to live, Dad. We're 5 or 6 years old. But Dad taught us to work. And here was my dad saying, get you a job, idiot. Be on time. Do what you're told. And get you a job that has some benefits.
Yeah.
Benefits.
Yeah.
Amen. And hey, those benefits, I learned, they don't come to those that don't work. Amen. And I'm not going to preach on a second work of grace or anything like that. But I'm telling you, there's benefits in serving God. Amen. You don't want to serve Him, you don't get any benefits. Same with working. I heard the other day a fella was talking about a guy. He couldn't get out of bed to go to work. And he's got a wife and a kid. And three of his co-workers had to come to his house to wake him up. And it took an hour to wake him up. I don't even understand that. I can't even fathom that. Amen. And I look at this job situation that's in America right now. If you're a young man and you're sitting in here, or an older man, and you don't have a job, you are sorry. Amen. We need to chunk you off the balcony. Amen. There's places that they're giving $5,000 bonuses just to get a job. And there's guys that won't work. Say, why? Because they're playing video games. God help us. Amen. So what I'm going to try to preach tonight is there's benefits in serving God. Amen. And we found out, hey, we wanted to serve God. Man, we got saved and we got around these men. Brother Jack Wood, Dr. Ruckman. And, you know, that's a name like my brothers talk about being at Bob Jones. You know, you mentioned that name. Oh, Ruckman. That was the old preacher who was preaching when I got saved. And he taught us the Bible. And he, I don't know how many of y'all ever knew him, but he was a character. I mean, I played tackle football with him, hunted, fished. I dislocated his thumb one year at camp playing blood ball in the pool. Well, there's some preachers I know, they ain't never had a bloody nose. Amen. And those men, they put something in us. You know, Dr. Ruckman, he's always known as being the champion of the King James Bible, you know, and all that. You know what we learned from him? We learn this: God can use anybody.
Amen.
And buddy, I mean, he had a desire. The guys that went there, like Danny Hall, and different guys, Jim Lentz. Jim Lentz was a heroin addict. Brother Danny was a mess. That's the guys he went after. That's who gravitated there.
Amen.
That's who, if I know my history well, that's who gravitated to Shady Acres. Is a bunch of losers. Amen. I mean, look around in here. Amen. And hey, what we found out is we can serve God. And there's benefits in serving God.
Amen.
I don't want to go against, you know, any preaching that you heard, but this deeper life stuff, you know, I'm not serving God, I'm not a servant, you know, and all that. No, you're a loser. Can I get a witness? Amen. And we just learned, man, God is so good, and the opportunity to serve Him, we just wanted to serve God.
Amen.
We just wanted to be around where He was.
Yes.
Amen. And we found out, just like working a job, there's benefits in serving God.
Amen.
Let me say, number one, there's a great faith that comes with serving God. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, that we're saved by faith. How many of you all would have made it if you're saved by works? How many of y'all would have made it if you're saved by intellect? I mean, looking around in here, you are doomed. Thank God it's by faith. Amen. I'm serving and I know a God I've never seen. Well, I seen God one night. No, you didn't, stupid. Well, I seen a 60-foot Jesus. No, you didn't. You ate pizza before you went to bed. Amen. Ain't nobody here ever seen Him. What we know about God, we know by faith.
Yeah, man.
Amen. To serve him. Who would ever dream that he'd use anybody like us? Well, man, I'm telling you, what it does, it merits faith. Amen. And he says, you have faith in me, I'll show you things that you ain't never dreamed.
Amen.
And buddy, you talk about benefits. Man alive. Amen.
Come on.
I was talking to Miss Donna. I was talking about my old buddies, Brother Marvin, Brother Earl, Brother Danny, amen, Brother Hasbrook, all those old guys. We all crisscrossed the country together. And I was the young man then. I'm the only one left. Amen. Of that little crowd that we hung around, I'm the only one left. But Brother Marvin, he'd always quote that verse. And he, man, he's loud. I am crucified with Christ. I mean, y'all remember him doing that.
Yeah.
Amen. The faith which I now live. I live by the faith of the Son of God.
Yeah.
Who loved me and gave himself for me.
Amen.
But in the life I live and try to live serving God, I live by faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Who would ever dream some of us would ever get to go? He's talking about being traveling all over the country and all that. Amen. Who would ever thunk it?
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Yeah. And I've been to the Philippines. We was talking about today over in Germany. Amen. And me and Loopy and David Baker and Mike Saunders all stayed in the same room in a castle in Germany. That was a mess.
Yeah.
Brother Loopy had silk pajamas on. And he had a whole suitcase full of snacks. And in the middle of the night, you'd hear him open that suitcase up, and you'd hear, he had this cheese whiz, he just squirted right in his mouth. And the odor that permeated out of our room, after all the cheese whiz, I'll leave that up to your imagination. Sister Lutric can testify to that. They was in the room next door. But we're all sitting over there. Here we are in Germany. We're traveling over there. Here we're all sitting in Paris at the airport. Amen. How many of y'all remember that? How many of y'all remember Brother Dan going, we have lost Meemaw? Brother Danny's laughing. And Miss Marcia said, it's not funny. She walked off and he goes, yeah, it is. Oh, and I was telling Miss April about the meeting over there, and I said, a lot of people don't understand or realize that sword up there.
Yeah.
They gave that to Brother Danny over there in Germany, the Solomon sword. And we were all over there, and God met with us.
Yes.
Amen. You know why? We all decided to serve God.
Amen.
And there's benefits with serving God.
Amen.
There's people that, amen, that's gotten saved, that's gotten into ministry. Amen. But so why? Because you surrendered your life.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm telling you, boys, it's the best life there is.
Amen.
Amen. Surrender your life to God. There's benefits. Amen. Not only a great faith, let me say this, there's a great fight that we became part of. I don't know about you all, there's still something about fighting that I like. Huh?
Yeah.
I've quit my doping and drinking and all that like my brother, but I've saved that little bit of fighting. You never know when that's going to come in handy. I know some guys right now, maybe some of them may be in this room right here.
Yeah.
Best thing you need is a good whooping.
Yeah.
Dr. Ruckman came to my dad. See, my dad was a professional prize fighter. He was a light heavyweight. My dad fought Desert Charles. And my dad was a light heavyweight, and he had 30 fights and only lost one. That was Ezra Charles. And he went to my dad, and he said, Brother McGee, I want you to teach boxing here at the Bible school. And my dad says, no. He says, I don't want no mommy coming to me crying because their little boy, their little baby, got a bloody nose.
Amen.
Some of y'all, you need that more than you need the Bible school.
Amen.
You need to learn how to fight.
Yeah.
Well, that's good preaching right there.
Yeah.
Amen. Man, we got saved. We heard them old preachers that preached to us. They were like old gunfighters. They walked into the room, you could feel it. And when they preach, they talk about boom, knocking people out and stuff. And we all loved it. Now, if you do that now, somebody's huffing at you. Right. You will. Amen. Look over at your wife and ask her if you can say amen to that.
Amen.
This life of serving God is an organized resistance.
Yeah, it is. It is the fight of faith.
Right. Amen. And there's benefits being in the fight. Amen. I shudder to tell this because my little wife's not here. And some of y'all have heard me tell it before and before and before and before. But I can't help it. I got to tell it right here. Me and my wife, we were dating. We didn't know anything about courting. This was B.C. This was before Christ.
Right.
But she became my girlfriend. And I lived on Tick Ridge. She lived in Holberg Holler. And she drove her daddy's big three-hole Buick out to see me, and I was mowing our yard. I had to use a push mower and mowed about 5 acres. And I was mowing, and she drove across, come across our gravel road and come across the bridge that me and my dad, my brothers built, boom, 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 boom. And she come over there, and we talked for a while. She visited. Then she left, and I went back to mowing. You know, boom, 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 she would cross the bridge. And 5 minutes later, here she come back down the road, fishtailing. Went across the bridge, boom, 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 boom. Man, I set the mower off, ran over. I said, what in the world? She got out and her face was red right here and she was crying. And she looked at me and she goes, Freddie McCumber just smacked me. And that was her ex-boyfriend. Yeah. I went, what? I'll take care of Freddie. You go home. He lived a mile up the holler from me. It took me a month to find him. He hid from me for a month. I'd go to his house. His dad's name was Fred, and he's an old alcoholic. He'd sit on the porch, and I'd say, where's he at, Fred? He ain't here, Mark. He ain't here. I said, I'll come in there and get him. He said, no, Mark. He said, I won't fight you. I'll shoot you. I won't fight you. And I looked for him, and finally one night we were in town. I had a 65 Pontiac Catalina, and he had a 67 Roadrunner. And I seen him in town. And I said, there he is. And I did a Dukes of Hazzard. Dropped him in. Jumped out of there. My wife jumped out of there. And I looked over and Dee's sister was riding with him. And that made me madder. Get out of the car now! And I grabbed him, threw him on the ground, and gave him his comeuppance.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And I say all that to say this, while I had him on the ground, and he was moving around and I missed him a few times and hit the road.
Yeah.
That never goes good. So I just took him in and I was banging his head on the road. And when I did that, I heard this little voice behind me going, get him, 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 kill him, kill him, kill him. And it was my little Spitfire gal. And I'm going to tell you something. When we got saved and got in the service of God, she's been right there with me ever since.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And this great fight of faith, she's right there. Get him, get him, get him, get him.
Yep.
Amen. And some of you all that aren't in this fight, if you're not serving God, you're missing it.
Yeah.
You have no idea what it's like.
Yeah.
Hey, you've never felt the glory like the brother was talking about. See somebody walk the aisle and get saved. See somebody get help. See a family get put back together. See a church get revived. See some young person. Thank God, there ain't nothing like this fight. Nothing like it. It's a great fight. Brother Jack Wood, we heard him the first time down there at Bible Baptist PBI. He come down here, man, he called us all names. He said, so you're a Bible student, are you? He just made us feel like worms. And he knelt down one day there at the altar, and I seen his pistol in his belt. And I went, I love that old man. Amen. And those old guys, they had something about them. There was fight in them.
Yes,
right.
And I'm telling you, we're missing that.
Right. Yeah.
And last time I ever seen him was right there. Right there where Brother Yazzie sat.
Yeah.
And I hugged him around his waist there, told him I loved him.
Yeah.
Amen. Them old guys, they done something for us.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. They had a fight in them.
Yeah.
Some of these guys nowadays, man, I'm so sick of ministerial.
Come on, brother.
Somebody says, Brother Mark, let me introduce you to my staff. What kind of affection you got? That is your staff? I wouldn't trust him to mow my yard when I was out of town. Amen. Can't even hold a job. You're sorry. Amen. It's a great fight that we're in. I'll tell you what else. This great family that we got. Amen. You fellas, I hope to God that God will do for you what he's done for some of us. He's give us a family that goes beyond anything we could ever dream or ask.
You're right.
Our friends and the people we serve God with, do you understand what kind of family he put you a part of? Amen. We always, they're scoping us all the time, and some of these preachers know what I'm talking about, these recovering fundamentalists.
Come on, Brother Barr.
Don't amen me right here, please. I'm liable to have a coronary heart attack. Amen. But these little pinheads that have left our churches, they ain't been in the fight. They've never been in a fight in a day in their life. Like the preacher said, with little skinny jeans. Their little pseudo intellectualism. They're so smart, they're stupid. Stupid. Amen. And I'll guarantee you, they don't have the camaraderie like we do. Amen.
You're exactly right.
I don't know if you've ever been blown out of the water or nothing, that something's happened in your life, but I have. And when my boy got out, I had quit. I wasn't going to quit church, but I said, there's no way I could be an evangelist. There's no way. And I told some people that, and they said, well, you can't quit, Brother Mark. I said, no, you don't understand. I already have. No, you can't.
Right.
And one Brother Drummond, he said, where are you supposed to go next? I said, well, I go down to Shady Acres. He said, well, you go.
Yes.
I said, I don't think I can. But I went.
Yep.
And I came in, and I talked to Brother Bobby and Brother Dan, and they're my friends. Man. And I told them what was going on, and both of them, they hugged my neck with tears, said, Brother Mark, just keep on going on. And that was Monday night, camp meeting, come in here. And Brother Farley walked over, I forget where I was, I think over there, and he said, I think I'm going to start with you tonight. And I told Brother Farley, I said, I don't think I can do it. He goes, well, you just get up there, Brother Mark, see what the Lord does.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And I got up here, and I looked at everybody, I said, man, I don't know. And Brother Farley come up here and stood next to me. He put his arm around me and said, this is our friend.
Amen.
He said, let's come pray for him.
Amen.
So if you wonder why this place is so special to some of us, this is our bunch. This is our crowd. It's deeper than just acquaintances. Amen. These are folks like us. We've been rescued. We deserve to be in hell with gasoline britches on. And then not only that, God allowed us to serve him. Amen. Brother Danny Hall, he was one of my best friends in life. You know how it gets on around here sometimes, like Thursday or Friday night, everybody's shouting, and it just keeps going on, and folks get drunk. And they'll go start hugging one another. I love you, man. You know, didn't it? Brother Danny would always say the same thing. He hugged me and he whispered in my ear. He says, I'm crazy about you, baby.
Oh, man.
I can't tell you.
I love it.
Me and Brother Danny, Miss Dee Dee and all of us, we did over 200 and something meetings together. Amen. Crisscrossing across the country. And God has allowed us to serve him.
Amen.
Now, this is my 32nd year in evangelism. Who would have ever thunk it?
Amen.
Amen. We had a lady at LaPorte Sunday morning, walked the aisle and got saved.
Amen.
If it gets any better than that,
amen. Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Amen.
We were in the Philippines 2 years ago and had 60 young people saved in one service. I had never seen it on that facet. It wasn't a campaign. They wasn't all coming. It was church kids, youth camp. And I'm telling you, we started invitation about 8 o'clock, and at midnight, we were still leading Amen. Kids to the Lord.
Amen.
I was laying on the floor like this, going, you know you're a sinner? Wore out. David was there. Well, you was there, wasn't you, Brother Baker? I'm telling you, I'll never get over that. I don't know how many Brother David led to the Lord. I don't know if they really got saved or not. I don't know. See, that's part of a family.
Yeah.
It's like having a weird cousin.
Amen.
But I don't know, folks. We're a different breed. Not only do we love the Lord, we love each other. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, there ain't nothing like it, boys. It's friends you'll have the rest of your life. Amen. So we ever have arguments? Sure. Amen. We're all stupid.
Amen.
Amen. But I'm telling you, it is the best life there is. You talk about the benefits. Get you a job, boy. Get you a job that's got benefits. Show up. Do what you're told. So what does God want from me? Shut up. Do what you're told.
Amen.
Show up.
Yeah.
Do something in life that has benefits.
Amen.
Serving God. Amen.
Amen.
Some of you guys, some of you young fellas, you're sorry. You're just sorry. Some of you've made more money in 1 year than some of us have seen our whole life. And you got nothing to show for it.
You're right.
Oh, right.
That's true.
You're not only sorry, you're an idiot.
Amen.
Is that all right to say?
Yeah.
Amen. How did we do it, Brother Dan? How did we do it making $2 and something an hour? How did we have a car and everything?
We didn't buy anything.
Amen. And these guys now, they're making bukus bucks. They ain't got nothing.
You're right. Yeah.
They're still living in their mom and dad's house.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right.
This is what we're going to turn all this over to?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Come on.
Huh?
Come on,
preacher.
Come on.
I wish we could shout and holler and stand on our heads and all that, but my goodness, what are we turning it over to?
You're right.
A bunch of idiots?
Come on, preach.
Yeah. Amen.
Good.
Amen. Great family. Great. Then let me say this, you'll just be homiletical. A great future.
Yeah.
Amen. I am saved.
Yeah.
Brother Walt, his sister was here this morning, and she had gotten saved, and now she's battling cancer, if that's all right to say that.
Yeah.
And she waved at me. I was sitting back here and I didn't know who it was. She had her mask on. I said, I don't know who you are. And she took her mask. I said, hey. And we talked for a while. She's talking about going through all that stuff. And I said, man, I'm glad you got saved.
Amen.
And she lit up.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And she said, how in the world could you live without him?
Amen.
Amen. Well, let me ask some of you, how are you doing it without him?
Yes. Amen.
Right.
How are some of you folks, you young folks sitting here, how are you going on in life without him?
Right.
Why wouldn't you want to surrender your life
and
serve him?
Amen.
Why wouldn't
Amen.
You? That's where the benefits are.
Yes.
Amen. And man, as young guys, we got around all this. We wanted this.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
That camp meeting that we were all at years and years ago, that's where I met all these fellas. And I remember Brother Drummond was there leading singing. Brother Lackey would say, let's get this big Yankee, this big fat boy up here lead singing. And he had a group there from Lebanon Church. And I remember one night I got on the altar there and stayed there after everybody left. He said, oh, you spiritual, wouldn't you, Brother Martin? No, you don't understand. I says, God, I don't have what these people got.
Yeah.
And I stayed in there most of the night. Brother Rick then was going to go in there and shoot basketball. And Brother Rick said, I remember that, Brother Mark. Said, we walked in there and said, no, there's a guy in there praying.
I remember that too.
And I'm telling you, you say, what did God do? God answered that prayer.
Yes.
And if you knew where we came from.
Right.
I was talking to one of the boys here that went to law school and all that, and he was telling me of a case where this canine dog had smelt drugs. He got it to where it wasn't admissible in court and all that. And I said, man, where were you at before I was saved? I could have used you. Man alive. Amen. But how God rescued us. And here, some of you all, you're sitting here.
Yeah.
And you've got all this right here at your fingertips.
Yeah.
Why in the world wouldn't you get down on an altar and surrender your life to this God that daily can load you with benefits?
Yeah.
What a life you can live.
Yeah.
Amen. That's the message. Would you come? Amen. Would you come? Father, I ask you to bless this invitation. Lord, thank you for this week. Thank you for this church. And Lord, the preaching that we've heard. And God, I ask you, Lord, to speak to the hearts of these young folks, these young men, young ladies. Do for them, God, what you did for us. And Lord, help us tonight. We can pray with some of these young people and young folks. God, some of these people are bigger than life to some of these kids. And Lord, help us to be good stewards of these services and these meetings. God, to show these young folks it's the best life there is. And Lord, help us here tonight, I ask in Jesus' name, amen. Hey.
God spoke to your heart, you come right on. Come right on. You want to do something with your life? You got to get to Jesus. You got to be willing to serve. You're going to look back over your life and say, what did I accomplish?